B8, Growing Language. Linguists believe that prehistoric people used many gestures to communicate with one another. Gestures, it is thought, were our first form of communication and the only one we had for a long period of time. Even today we use some sign language. For example, we shake our heads to indicate yes and no, we point, and we wave. The first spoken words may have been attempts to imitate the sounds made by animals. Then people may have developed sounds of their own. Gradually, people may have repeated certain sounds so often that the sounds became familiar and understandable to others. Once spoken language had begun, perhaps new words were invented as they were needed for people to express themselves verbally or to name new objects. In this way, we can imagine language growing. By using words, parents were able to teach them to their children. The children, in turn, probably made up new ones. Each generation, therefore, in the development of language, knew more words than the generation before it. Language is still growing and changing. Can you think of some words that you use today that were not used by your parents or grandparents when they were children?